members, that's after our, it's in our Article 6 tab, which is continuing care, which is where we address long-term care issues, so that'll be at the back of that. Then we'll be moving on to Senate Article 2, which is the chemical and mental health, and then we will be moving on to Senate Article 6, which is our continuing care article, and a couple of these are fairly long, so it'll take us a while to work through those, and then we'll probably have to recess again and go get another stack of work queued up and come back. So without further ado, House Article 5, the long-term care section.
Mr. Chair and members, my understanding is that the conference committee has agreed to adopt the entire House Article 5, and there are four technical and clarifying amendments that go with that article.
Representative Schumacher moves the A.
Let's start with the A-74 amendment.
74 amendment.
And members, this is the A-74 is some cleanup language that fits better. This is the area that is with the Breckenridge situation that we have in the bill, the border cities language that was in there. It's changing rate increase to higher operating payment rate language. This was worked out between the stakeholders and DHS.
I don't think everybody's quite got the A-74. And this fits within the spreadsheet that we adopted,
yes.
Representative Schumacher. Any questions on the A-74 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
I would like to next move the A-68 amendment, Mr. Chair.
On the A-68 amendment, while that's being passed out.
Yes, this, from my understanding, was requested by DHS as a technical fix. It makes technical changes to the nursing facility scholarship language in the bill.
Okay, any question? Members don't quite have it yet. Any questions on the A-68 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The next amendment will be the A-69-1.
Representative Schumacher moves the A-69-1. While that's being passed out, Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This, again, is from DHS. It's technical changes to the insurance coverage provision. It clarifies some of the language and has some continuity with the way that they structure their language for this in the payment reform portion of the bill.
And again, this one also matches the spreadsheet spending.
Yes.
And requested by DHS. Any questions on the A-69-1?
It's a good amendment. Great amendment.
No, we've made the staff run back and forth three times. I'm going to let them finish handing this out.
72-2.
Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher.
The final amendment, Mr. Chair, is the A-72-2 amendment.
Representative Schumacher moves the A-72-2 amendment. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Wait. I'm sorry. Something's wrong with the recorder. We have not been being recorded for the record. We're going to need to address that because sometimes people come back and listen, and I'll, once we get it going, I'll, for the record, repeat the amendments.
We just adopted the A-72.
Here's what it is.
It's behind me. It's over there.
I mean, it's how it goes over here. One-to-one.
We're on? Were we all ready? All right. Well, let the record reflect, if it does not already, that we have gotten back together again and adopted the A-74 amendment to House Article 5, the A-68 amendment to Article 5, the A-69-1 amendment to Article 5, and we are in the midst of considering the A-72-2 amendment to House Article 5. Representative Schumacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This language was requested by the industry, and DHS reviewed it. It clarifies the elderly waiver language relink that we do in our reform package.
And works within the spreadsheet adopted.
Yes.
Any questions on the A72-2 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Schumacher, that's okay. Representative Schumacher moves House Article 5 as amended, the adopted into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Article 2, chemical and mental health. Mr. Monahan. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. White. Boy, that'd be tough, wouldn't it? Ms. White.
Mr. Chair and members, Senate Article 2, House Article 2, Chemical and Mental Health.
You want to pull that microphone right?
Click.
There you go.
I'm not quiet. The first groups of sections relate to the Data Practices Act and welfare data, and it's my understanding that Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37 are the sections that are going to be adopted, and there are two amendments that go with those sections. There's the A93 and the A86.
Senator Sharon moves the A93 amendment.
They're right here.
Section 37.
Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37. The A93 amendment modifies sections, I think, 1 and 2 of the Senate language. And the A86 amendment modifies section 37 of the Senate language.
We had moved. This is the A86, and we had moved the A93. Senator Sharon withdraws her motion on the A93. Senator Sharon moves the A86 amendment.
We need to do both of them.
All right. And so, on the A86, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now Senator Sharon moves the A93 amendment.
I wish I knew what I was
amending. I gave them both to you.
You gave them both? I only got one. So some of us got... Okay.
We all got the 93.
I got the 86. Okay.
I did too. I got the 86.
All right. Well, there was two.
We take your word.
Piles.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's got them.
Oh.
Yeah, there were enough copies for.
Did we have 2 pages passing things out or something? Two amendments. Two amendments at the same time.
Okay, so this is the one that they thought you were avoiding.
Hey, thank you.
This is A9.
I trust you guys.
You do?
Good
night.
I don't know if I can
say it. Trust me.
Trust me very high.
Disagreeable, but we're trustworthy.
So we adopted the A86 amendment, but evidently the House members had a different one after looking at it. Are there any further questions on the A86? We can revisit it if there's questions. Okay, Senator Sharon, on the
A93.
Motion to adopt the A93 amendment, any questions on that one? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then with those two amendments that adopted these provisions, Senator Sharon moved Senate sections 1, 2, 3, 8, 10, and 37. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On to page 3 of the staff side-by-side. House only section 3. It's my understanding that's part of the tracking.
Representative Dean moves House section 3 on that motion. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And the next, House only 4, Senate only 3, relates to data practices, and we already covered that.
Okay.
House only sections 5 and 6 are related to suicide data and suicide prevention grants. And it's my understanding that the House section 5 and 6 match the tracking.
Representative Dean moves House sections 5 and 6 on that motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
Senate only section 4 is part of the big governor's recommendation or proposal to for Earths and Act. So Senate section 4 matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate section 4. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Anybody have any questions on that? I failed to ask. Okay. Ms. White.
Senate only section 5 results in savings from a state-operated services account, and that is in the tracking. Senate, so
yep.
Deaf. Yeah.
Representative Dean moves Senate section 5. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate only section 6 and 7 relate to adult mental health grants. Section 6 lists the services and programs that the grants may fund, and section 7 requires a biennial report on how the money was spent.
Representative Dean moves Senate sections 6 and 7. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
We already dealt with the next two sections, so on to page 5. It's my understanding that the House Mental Health Crisis Services are in the tracking, and that's House Section 18.
Yep. Representative Dean moves House Section 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Sections on the bottom relate to data practices, and we already dealt with that. On to page 6, Section 11 and 12 relate to children's mental health grants, similar to what we did with adult mental health grants. Section 11 lists the services and programs that the grants may fund, and Section 12 requires a biennial report on how the money was spent. Senate only sections 11 and 12.
And they're reflected in the spreadsheet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Representative Dean moves Senate sections 11 and 12. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On the next, section 13, it's my understanding that the spreadsheet matches Senate section 13, subdivision 1, subdivision 2, not doing the rulemaking in Senate subdivision 3, so we move to adopt House subdivision 3.
Well, I think what it's going to be is Representative Dean moves Senate Section 13, eliminating Subdivision 3 within that section.
Okay.
So that proper motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, and then I'll renumber the subdivisions.
And renumber the subdivisions, yes. And that accomplishes the House position on rulemaking in regards to the Excellence on Mental Health Act. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
On to Section 14, Senate only provision that is related to the state operated services account that resulted in savings that is in the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 14. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Section 15 and 16 are related to the Civil Commitment Review Board and hearings before the review board, and the tracking matches the Senate language because of the effective date in Section 16.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 15 and 16. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Sections 17 and 18 are Senate-only provisions related to the CARE sites transitioning to 16-bed facilities.
Representative Dean moves Senate-only Sections 17 and 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And, Mr. Chair, there will be a rider to related to this to clarify exactly what's going on with the care facilities and the beds.
That's right. A rider, because we're actually putting quite a bit of money in here, and the idea is we're getting 15 new beds, opening up 15 beds with this investment, and we're going to put a rider in to say we're expecting 15 new beds. Okay.
Correct. Senate Section 19 through 30 relate to the governor's proposal for the assertive community treatment and intensive residential treatment services, and it's my understanding that that was adopted, or that was part of the tracking sheet in Senate only Sections 19 through 30.
So Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 19 through 30. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 31 and House Section 10 relate to the psychiatric residential treatment facility services for persons under 21 years of age. The tracking is the Senate language with the Senate effective date.
Okay. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 31. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Section 32 is a Senate-only section. It allows medical assistance reimbursement for psychiatric consultation done by a licensed independent clinical social workers and licensed marriage and family therapists. It's my understanding that this is funded.
Yep. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 32. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 33 and House Section 11 is a rate increase for chemical dependency providers, and it's my understanding that the rate increase is 2%, which is the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 33. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 34 and House Section 15 relate to clubhouse services, and the tracking matches the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves. Say that again, Ms. White.
The clubhouse services.
Wait a minute. What section are we on?
Senate Section 34, House Section 15.
Oh, did we pick up?
Oh, I'm
House
sorry.
Only
goodness.
Section 12?
I forgot. House
okay.
Only Section 12.
All right. Sorry.
That was part of the tracking too.
Yep. I think so.
Sorry.
Okay,
yes.
So Representative Dean moves House Section 12. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Now we're to Senate okay. Section 34, House Section 15, which is the clubhouse program services, and the Senate language was funded.
As described. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 34. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
Senate Section 35, House Section 14 relates to the Excellence in Mental Health Demonstration Project. Because we deleted the rulemaking, staff recommends adoption of the House language.
Representative Dean moves House Section 14. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 36, House Section 13, relating to rate setting methodology for community-based mental health services. It's my understanding the Senate language was funded.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 36. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And we've already dealt with Senate Section 37.
Mm-hmm.
Senate Section 38, House Section 19 on page 12, relates to the Beltrami Comprehensive Mental Health Center. It's my understanding the Senate language with the House money and the Senate language needs a technical fix that I will incorporate.
And we'll just give you instructions to incorporate it?
That'd be
okay.
Great.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 38 conforming to the House money as reflected on the spreadsheet, instructing staff to make technical corrections as necessary. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
To page 13, it's my understanding that Section 17, House-only language was funded.
Representative Dean moves House Section 17. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And
I.
That's all for Article 2. And then are we ready to adopt that article or comfortable with that, Ms. White, House staff?
Just check one thing.
Representative Dean moves adoption of House of Article 2, rather, as amended into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now moving on to Article 6, Continuing Care. Now, Leo, Mr. Monahan.
Mr. Chair, members, Section 1 and Sections 23 through 30 are the ABLE Act. And there is an amendment, the A89. It's a technical amendment that picks and chooses between the House.
Representative Dean moves the A89 amendment, and we'll have that distributed. Mr. Monahan.
I was just saying that the A89 picks and chooses from the House and the Senate language to correct some technical mistakes and drafting mistakes.
And it is done by deleting sections and redrafting them, but it's technical in nature, accomplishes the same purpose
yes.
as what's in bills.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Any questions on the A89 amendment still being distributed?
Yeah.
Any questions, discussion on the A89 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. So that was sections one and then a whole pack. Okay, Mr.
Yeah.
Monahan.
So the amendment amended the Senate side all the way through.
Okay.
So even in these staff side-by-side where there are recommendations that say to choose the House side, all of those recommendations are incorporated in the amendment. So now the Senate language has all of the recommendations by staff and DHS. So as we move through the sections, we would recommend that you adopt the Senate sections.
But we won't. But they won't be reflected in that manner in the side-by-side that we're looking at. They'll be reflected in that manner in the amendment that we just adopted to the Senate language, I take it.
Correct.
Well, maybe we should just move those sections right now, and then we don't have to cover them as we hit them. So Representative Dean moves Senate Section 1 and Senate Sections
23 through 30.
23 through 30 as amended by the A89 amendment. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay, we're, Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 2 and skipping ahead, Senate Sections 3 and 4 concern the background studies under special circumstances. It's my understanding that this language was omitted from the House side by mistake, but that they are all funded in the tracking sheet.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 2, 3, and 4. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 2 through 20, and House Article 4, Section 36, and House Article 4.
Let's take up through 20.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's getting a little long here. So
okay. Article 4, House Article 4, Sections 2 through 20. The first two sections involve the home and community-based services, the correction orders, and conditional licensing, and the settlement agreements. Those sections are reflected in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Sections 4 through 20 are also reflected in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor. Those have to do with the licensing requirements for
home
and community-based services, yes.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Sections 2 through 20. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 21 is the TEFRA parental fee reduction.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 21. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 5 is the HCBS transition grants. Restriction or repealing the authority of the Commissioner of Human Services to transfer funds between the MA account and the transition grants account. The language is identical.
Moves House Article 4, Section 22. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
House Article 4, Sections 23 and 24 have to do with dementia grants. There is an amendment, the A71.
Senator Sharon moves the A71 amendment.
Whatever. What does it do? Is this Senator Nelson's?
Oh, this isn't.
This is good. This is good stuff.
On the A71 amendment, Mr. Monahan, tell us the nature of this one.
The A71 changes dates, and the big change is that it simply moves language that was in Section 23 and moves the new language in Section 23 and moves it to Section 24.
Okay. Any discussion of the A71 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay. Senator Sharon moves the A113 amendment. Senator Sharon, are you interested in explaining that, or should we have staff, or do you want me to? Or?
Why don't you go ahead and describe more? This is expanding what I might have you. It's expanding what the utilization of SHIP dollars can be to include include costs related to dementia and chronic disease among an elderly population over 60. So expanding the definition for how people can apply for SHIP grants.
Out in the communities. And it also does the projected spending baseline and measures how savings accrue. And if SHIP does result in savings, we have a contingent transfer back into the Health and Human Services budget to recognize the savings from reduced from smoking cessation, reduced obesity, and from helping seniors age in place more gracefully. If we can actually prove up with science that our efforts in this vein are making a difference, something we've been working on, and I think this the new opportunities for our existing community collaboratives known as SHIP to have another type of project that they could ask for a grant to help support across generations, really. Representative Zerwas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And I just want to add on, when you look at dementia as being a major cost driver for our healthcare, and so I think it's huge to open up the grant process to include such a large driving force of what we're faced with in this committee. And then specifically on the outcomes and reporting, we're giving a significant amount of money.
Yep.
And I think it's really important to see that return on investment and get that report back. And then eventually, as this program unfolds, to be able to take credit for the improved health and for those cost reductions.
All right. Any further discussion on the A113 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And so now we adopted the A71 amendment onto House Article 4, Section 23. I think we need to move that section. Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 23 as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then did that series of motions actually get the language from the A13 into the conference committee report or just into the side-by-side? What's counsel's opinion? If I need to make another motion to get it into the conference committee, I will, but if I don't.
Mr. Chair, I don't think you moved Section 24.
No, I didn't, and I need to do that. And would that then incorporate the A113 amendment, Mr. Monahan?
I'm not certain.
I think so. Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 24, making sure that it does incorporate the language in the A113 amendment, as amended by the A71. On that motion, any further discussion? Ms. Putinelli, are we? Does this work? It looked like you might have thoughts that it. I'm maybe reading too much.
Mr. Chair, I was just noting that the A13 amendment looks like it's for Article 7 and not Article 6.
Yeah. We were just kind of looking at that ourselves.
Oops.
For some reason, anyway. Well, we adopted the amendment over in Article 7, so it's there when we get there.
It's just waiting for us.
Undo?
It'll just be sitting there. I'm going to stick it in Article 7 right at the beginning and just put a note on it that it's already adopted and we've had a wonderful discussion. And then Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 24 that we missed in the last motion as amended by the A71 amendment. On that, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hayden.
Just wanted to let you know the Senate's operating at full strength now.
Hey. Senator Rosen, welcome back. Mr. Monahan.
Mr. Chair, on the staff side-by-side, page 8, Senate Section 7 and House Article 1, Section 7, is the MA spend-down provision. It's my understanding that the Conference Committee has chosen to adopt the House position.
Representative Dean moves House Article 1, Section 7. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 8 and House Article 4, Section 25 is the MAEPD premium.
And we have an A85, is that correct?
Yes, we have the A85. It changes the effective date.
Representative Dean moves the A85 amendment. And this changes the effective date in order to accomplish what's reflected in the spreadsheet, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
That's all it does. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Dean then moves House Article 4, Section 25 as amended. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same aye. Sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 7, I'm sorry, Senate Section 9 is the treatment of assets for MA long-term care eligibility.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 9. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 7 and House Article 4, Section 26 are the first of a number of provisions having to do with the disability rate setting changes that are carried on the tracking sheet. Section 10 and House Article 4, Section 26 are identical.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 10. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 11 and House Article 4, Section 27 are also disability waiver rate setting changes. There are technical differences between the two. Staff recommends the Senate.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 11. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 12 and House Article 4, Section 28 is another disability waiver rate change item. The two sections are identical.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 12. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 29 and 30 have to do with the State Quality Council and the Regional Quality Councils. It's my understanding that the committee will not be moving this language, but instruct staff to include a rider I thought we were gonna take reflecting the changes in the tracking sheet.
For the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're not adopting this language, but staff is instructed to add a rider to carry the money as reflected in the spreadsheet. Okay, good enough. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 4 and House Article 4, Section 31 is another disability rate change item. There is an amendment. I'm going to have to read out the whole name because we have a conflict in numbers. This is the SCS 1458A-88.
Representative Dean moves the SCS 1458A-88 amendment.
Which?
On that amendment, while it's being passed out, Mr. Monahan?
This amendment is a DHS recommendation. It's essentially consolidating some language having to do with the consequences for a county or tribe that fails to comply with the provisions in the bill having to do with a corrective action plan.
Any discussion on the A88 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 14 as amended by the A88 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 15, House Article 4, Section 32, I should mention, was just amended by the A88.
And that amendment did come from DHS, the
yes.
Coalition of Home and Community-Based Providers, and the counties all working collaboratively. So, Representative Dean moves Senate Section 15 as amended also by the A88 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Sections 14, 17, and 18 are identical to House Article 4, Section 33, 34, and 35. These are all more disability waiver rate change.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 16, 17, and 18. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 36 is the payments for residential support services. This is language that is identical to language in Senate File 706 that passed off the floor.
Representative Dean moves House Article 4, Section 36. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 19 and House Article 4, Section 37 are identical. This is another disability waiver rate setting change.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 19. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 20 and House Article 4, Section 38 is another disability rate-setting change. There is the A-103 amendment.
Representative Dean moves the A-103 amendment. All that's being passed out. Mr. Monahan.
This reinstates stricken language, and it concerns language about the procedure for evaluating updates to the payment values under the disability waiver.
Looks like this was requested by the home community-based providers, and DHS agrees there's no additional cost.
Correct.
Is that correct? On the A-103 amendment, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Then Representative Dean moves Senate Section 20 as amended by the A-103 amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. I need three votes on both sides, guys. Come on. All right. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 21 and 22 have some technical differences to House Article 4, Section 39 and 40. Staff recommends Senate language for both sections. And these are more disability waiver rate change.
Representative Dean, Representative Mack moves Senate Sections 21, Subdivision 14, no, Senate Sections 21 and 22. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this. Mr. Monahan.
On the staff side-by-side, page 14. House Article 4, Section 42, the home and community-based settings for people with disabilities. This language is identical to language that passed in Senate File 706.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 42. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
On page 15, we return to the ABLE Act, which we have already dealt with.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 44.
Wait.
Any?
Didn't you?
What? Did I miss something?
What?
Maybe.
You already moved all of the ABLE Act provisions.
This is in the ABLE. Okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, so where...
So I'm looking.
Yep. No. Oh, yeah, this is...
All right, we're on page 24.
Mr. Monahan.
House Article 4, Section 52... there's the A88 or the S1458A-88 amendment.
Representative Mack moves the S1458A-88?
Sounds right, Mr. Chair.
Representative Mack, do you care to describe the
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. While it gets handed out, this deals with the community-directed community supports. It's a cost neutral provision, something that we dealt with in the House to try to help those who are aging out of the school age part of that. And so just a good policy provision that the advocates brought forward and there's consensus on.
Okay. All right. On the A88 amendment, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. So then, Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 52, as amended by the A88 amendment. On that, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Sections 35 and 36 are provisions having to do with the personal care attendance contract.
Any discussion? Senator Sharon moves Senate Sections 35 and 36. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
On page 28, Senate Section 38 and House Article 4, Section 57. This is the Home and Community-Based Services Incentive Pool. It's my understanding that the committee has chosen to adopt the House language, though there is an A70 amendment.
Representative Mack moves the A70 amendment. And this is a change in the date.
Delays it for a year.
Yep. Any discussion of the A70? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And so then if we adopt House Article 4, Section 57 as amended, it tracks properly with the tracking sheet?
Yes, sir.
Representative Mack makes that motion. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 39 and House Article 4, Section 55 are identical. They require the commissioner to submit annual reports based on the changes to the over and underspending provisions we adopted earlier having to do with the disability waivers.
Representative Mack moves House Article 4, Section 55. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Mr. Monahan.
Senate Section 40 and House Article 4, Section 56. I'm going to recommend that you not adopt this section because there's an amendment asking you to delete this section.
So we just
which you could ahead. Adopt, delete it. It's up to you.
Adopt and delete.
That was a really bad time to ask for clarification on something else. So, repeat. I'm not tracking.
You should just not
act. Senate Section 40.
Yeah.
There's an amendment asking you to delete Senate Section 40. So you could.
We could just.
Not adopt 40 or. 456.
If we just move on and don't move Section 40, it's the same as...
Yes.
So let's just
exactly.
move on.
Exactly. Okay.
That way we'll save time.
Yeah.
Mr. Monahan.
The last section here is unlabeled. It's actually House Article 8, Section 22.
Okay, and it's a report. Is there a cost with that? And is the cost covered? Representative Mack moves House Article 8, Section 22. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And does that wrap up the continuing care article? Was there more, anything more? Can we move that article in? Representative Mack moves adoption of Article 6, the continuing care article, as amended into the conference committee report. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, we did make a mistake in our working through Article 2. We adopted one provision that was not adopted in the spreadsheet, and so we're going to have to dig back to Article 2. Representative Mack moves to reconsider the action by which the Conference Committee adopted Senate Article 2. On that motion, any further discussion?
Yes.
Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. We have Article 2 back before us. And in this, we adopted House Section 12. Well, it's find it here. On page 11 of this of the council's side by sides is a report to the legislature on performance measures that we did not fund in the spreadsheets, and so Representative Dean moves to delete House Section 12. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now I think we have Article 2 cleaned back up again, and we can move again. Representative Dean moves adoption of Article 2 into the conference, as amended, into the conference committee report. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, I got a couple of other items to work through here. We can. We need to redo the forecast article. Mr. Albrecht, can you let us know?
Mr. Chair, the forecast article has the wrong years in it.
Oh, boy.
So. Representative Dean moves to reconsider the motion by which the forecast article, Article 13, was adopted by the conference committee. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. We now have Article 13 back before us. Mr. Albrecht.
Mr. Chair, on the Senate side, on line 469.6, you need to delete 2016. And you need to change 2017 to 2015.
So we're making those dates proper. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, Representative Dean once again moves adoption of Article 13 into the conference committee report. On that motion, as amended, I guess. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then we did instruct staff earlier that they could make technical updates to the spreadsheet. They have done so, and just for...
they're more than technical.
While they're more than technical, we've gotten a couple of updated fiscal notes and whatnot. They're not terribly lengthy. We'll pass out a sheet on that and have new spreadsheets for members that reflect these changes, and then just for the public record, we'll step through what those changes are and make sure everybody's up to speed. Mr. Albrecht, as that sheet is getting passed out.
Mr. Chair, if you go through the sheet, the items that have changed are the 15 beds proposal had additional cost of $119,000. The CD fund care proposal, I'm sorry, the Minnesota care premium increases and cost sharing increases had additional costs of $76,000. The CD fund care proposal was lower than on the spreadsheet by $11,000. Periodic data matching was lower by $844,000. The telemedicine, we received a revised fiscal note that reduced the cost of that proposal by $435,000. in the negotiations that you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Dean had this morning, at one point the House had purchased their full amount of dementia grants, and that was omitted on the spreadsheet earlier. So part of these changes are to buy that back. There was also a small change in the family law modifications proposal where the amount that was adopted was paying for the same economist that the House language adopted for the $12,000. And then the remainder of all of that activity is added to the basic sliding fee proposal. So that the net effect on the spreadsheet is zero.
Okay, so if everybody tracked that, there were a few fiscal notes that came in that in aggregate saved a little bit of money. We were able to correct an inadvertent mistake in compiling the spreadsheet agreement that we had come to, where the House had intended to buy some additional dementia grants. We used most of that to get them up to the level that we had intended to get to. The balance went to the basic sliding fee over a Senate mistake where we missed the violence against Asian women and had reduced the basic sliding fee, so we made that up. And there is no extra money here or anything. It's all balanced out. I'm sure that's what everybody's looking at in that bottom line where it's the total and it's all dashes. That's what it is. And so with those changes to the spreadsheet, should we readopt the new spreadsheet?
CC8, Mr. Chair.
Representative Dean moves adoption, moves these proposed changes to the spreadsheet. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then Representative Dean moves adoption of the CC8 spreadsheet produced at 9:32 p.m. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
We can do that.
I think that takes us as far as we're ready to go right now. We will stand in recess at the call of the chair. Senator Sharon.
We could do Article 10. I think we can do Article 10. Is that the one that we do?
No. I don't think we're quite ready.
Let me just. Could you hold just a second?
Adam's here, huh?
Okay. Never mind.
That
was pretty funny.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
The copier that they're being made at is not
okay.
Fast.
Okay, we're doing great. This yeah, as fast as you can. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you everybody for your patience. We will call the Health and Human Services Omnibus Budget Conference Committee together. The spreadsheet is completed. We're getting copies right now. We're trying to get as many copies here as possible so that members of the public can work along with us. I think we can adopt a couple of articles that don't have money in the spreadsheet just yet while copies are on their way, and then we'll have the spreadsheet passed out and walk through the spreadsheet and adopt the spreadsheet and then go back and start adopting provisions, working our way through the bill. So with that, the first article that is nearly identical is Article 3, and Representative Dean has an A91 amendment. Representative Dean moves the A91 amendment. This is technical and correcting words and clauses requested by DHS. We don't have copies of the A91 amendment. Well, this is not going very well.
You weren't kidding when you say we're going to be here to the wee hours.
Well, we're gonna get our game on here.
Mr. Chair, it's just a technical amendment. Maybe that we could go through the sections and then adopt the technical amendment after we go through.
Okay, I mean, we've already walked through the sections. Here's the amendment. So we have the copies, and I think that Article 3 is the withdrawal management article, where we're trying to build a more clinically based detox service. It doesn't have any costs, but it's having DHS try to build this more clinically based detoxification program that would eventually hopefully be able to be covered by Medicaid. And we walked through this, and it was heard in both bodies and came in nearly identical. So with that, Representative Dean renews his motion on the A91 technical amendment. Any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Dean moves the Senate language of Article 3 in its entirety. Is there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Woo-hoo. There's an article. Article 13 is just the forecast article. There are no amendments. There's a clerical error in the House side, and staff prefers the Senate. Representative Dean moves the Senate language of Article 13, the forecast adjustments article. All the numbers are identical. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay, two articles. Okay, and now we have, what do you mean, are those the wrong ones?
Oh,
they're all wrong.
Yes.
Be careful.
Hey, we're rolling with it.
Let's just do it electronically. Save the paper. Everybody has a smartphone.
I should have a look and see what's going on here.
Oh, I did. Too sure. Oh, my God, yeah. That was more fun.
Yeah, I mean, the front. Yeah, the first one.
Lynn, do you have the child protection amendment?
I know how this goes.
You don't want to feel bad.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I
can
do that.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go into recess, but we got two articles over at the revisor. All right, we're going to call it back to order, and we do have the right spreadsheet. It is being passed out right now.
I guess I might have waited. You know, it's not one-sided.
I know. All right. Well, I think members have theirs, and there's a stack been put out for the public. And so with that, Mr. Albrecht, care to step us through the spreadsheet?
Mr. Chair and members, probably one thing that is of interest to folks is the general fund target. For this committee, it is a negative target of $301.9 million, and that shows on line 6 in the column in the left-hand group that are labeled conference for fiscal years 2016 and 17. Also, in the block there that tracks the healthcare access fund, the balance in the healthcare access fund is zero at the end of 2017 and zero at the end of 2019. And for the TANF fund as well, the balance is zero at the end of 2017 and at the end of 2019. The next few sections show the appropriations for each agency in this committee's jurisdiction. I won't go over those. You can look at them. The change items begin on page 2 on line 100 is the reduction in the basic sliding fee child care waiting list. This is a revision to the Senate's money of a little over $10 million total and about $10 million net spending. On line 105 is the House's position that would capture some anticipated underspending in the basic sliding fee child care program with a corrected amount. On line 111 is the Senate's child care assistance recoveries related to complying with a requirement to maintain attendance records. On line 123 is the administrative simplification bill that relates to the calculation of income for certain public assistance programs. On line 131 is the Senate file 775 and also a House file relating to family law modifications with respect to some child support provisions. On line 136 is a new item in the conference committee. This is a child support disregard of $100 for MFIT families and is a spending of $7.9 million in 2016 and 17 and about $9 million in 2018 and 19. Line 140 is the House position on the child support working group. Line 148 is another administrative simplification. This is with respect to service coordination. The next change item is on line 170. It is the child support arrears modifications. Right under that on line 178 is the tribal customary adoption grants. That is in the conference committee report. On line 179 is the integrated care for high-risk pregnant women. On the next page, page 4, on line 203 is the House position on the dental provider rate increase. On line 209 is the child protection oversight provisions with the House full-funded tails out of the general fund. On line 223 is the elimination of the child support application fee. On line 231 is the Senate's EMA legal referral grants. On line 235 is a modified amount for the Senate's FAME program. On line 239 is the House's Stearns County GRH Administrative Support for Veterans Services. At the top of the next page, on line 249, is the adjustment to the forecast for the North Star Care Program. On line 2... On line 254 is an adjusted amount for the increase to the funding for the Minnesota Food Assistance Program. On line 258 is the House's position for Hunger Solutions, the mobile food shelf grants. On line 262 is the behavioral health homes provision. This is with a delay of 6 months. On line 271 is the MAEPD change. This is a revised amount according to a revised fiscal note. On line 282 is the House's position for the MA elderly and disabled spend down eligibility to 80% of the federal poverty guideline. On line 286 is the House position for the Beltrami County Mental Health Services Grant. On line 294 is ongoing money for the Senate's position on suicide prevention grants and for Text for Life. On line 298 is the Senate's health disparities data analysis. On line 303 is the House position on safe place for newborns. On line 307 is the Senate's Southeast Asian Veterans Mental Health Grants. On line 315 is the Senate's school-based diversion for students with co-occurring disorders. On line 320 is the Senate's MA plan for coverage for clubhouse program services. On line 332 is the services and supports for first episode psychosis. On line 350 is a revised amount for the House position for mental health crisis services. Revision reflects administrative funding. On line 358 is the expansion of respite care. At the top of the next page, on line 364, is the House. Position on dementia grants. On line 370 is the House position on deaf and hard of hearing grants. On line 376 is the certified behavioral health clinics. On line 382 is build capacity to address adverse childhood experiences. On line 388 is the psychiatric residential treatment facility. On line 403 is the Senate's position to stabilize mental health services payments. On line 417 is a revised proposal relating to increased capacity for individuals with complex conditions. On line 430 is the Minnesota Security Hospital conditional licensing funding. On line 435 is the Senate's position on housing with supports grants. On line 443 is the Act Quality Improvement and Expansion. That's the Senate position. On line 455 is the Senate's repealing of a provision that was not implemented and transferring that money from a dedicated account into the general fund. On line 459 is the withdrawal management systems modifications that is in the conference committee report. On the next page, page 9, on line 479 is the House and Senate position for group residential housing reform. On line 500 is the increased county share for the AMRTC. on line 516. I guess I should point out that on within the item on line 504 is the Senate's reallocation in 2015 of amounts in dedicated funds there. You can see that on lines 510 to 514 or so, I think. Line 516 is a modified proposal relating to the care facilities. It also shows a reallocation of funds in 2015 in dedicated accounts. On the next page, page 10, on line 536, is the 2% chemical dependency provider rate increase. On line 549 is the Jensen settlement administrative costs. On line 558 is a revised amount for the House's State Quality Council. On line 566 is the House's TEFRA fees reduction. On line 570 is the Senate State Operated Services operating adjustment. On line 576 is the civil commitment reviews with the Senate's date. On line 582 is the operating adjustment for the Minnesota Sex Offender Program. On line 600 is the child support conformity with the Affordable Care Act. On line 604 is the governor's position on adult foster care and foster parent liability insurance. On line 609 is the federal compliance to document runaways and sex trafficked youth from foster care. On line 615 is the treatment of assets for long-term care eligibility. On line 619 is the Minnesota Care Basic Health Program federal compliance. On line 623 is the other health care federal compliance. On line 628 is additional resources for DHS technology development and operations. On line 641 is the telemedicine provisions. On line 650 is the Senate's non-emergency medical transportation. On line 656 is the central office operating adjustment for the Department of Human Services.
And Mr. Chair, picking up on line 676 in the middle of page 12 is a revised savings amount for data matching for eligibility in public programs. Moving down to the bottom of page 12 on line 700 is the House's position on the durable medical equipment, which includes both the suspension of competitive bidding and the rate increase. Moving on to page 13, on line 707 is a House and Senate item on strengthening the Recovery Act. On line 713 is the Senate's position on including MA coverage for social workers and licensed marriage and family therapists. On line 719 is a House, Senate, and Governor position on background studies for special circumstances. On line 724 is the also Senate, House, and Governor position on medication therapy management program. Moving down to line 734 is the Senate's position on the opioid prescribing program. On line 744 is the House, Senate, Governor position on expansion of the Minnesota Restricted Recipient Program. On line 751 are inpatient hospital changes that are essentially the House number. There's a very small revision in the fiscal note.
Mr. Berg.
Yes.
but that was repriced, and it does include the mental health money.
Yes, that's
for yes. It,
yes, it, Mr. Chair, that's my understanding.
Yep.
So on line page 14, rather, on line 768 is the House's position for a 10% rate increase in medical assistance for certain specialties. Dropping down to line 788 is a fiscal 15 appropriation of $455 million, which is transferred into the Healthcare Access Fund and then expended on medical assistance in fiscal 16. On line 795 is an item expending $77.8 million in 17 and in the other amounts in the tails from the Healthcare Access Fund on medical assistance. Dropping down to line 505 is the extending cost sharing and premiums in the Minnesota Care Program that's been repriced some since the original governor's budget. Line 810 is an item that's all the way across on managed care administrative cost efficiencies. The number is a little bit less than the Senate original position. On page 15, on line 826 is the House's position on a delay of managed care payments. On line 830 is the Senate's position on MA crossover claims for FUHCs. On line 834 is a House and Senate position on automated drug dispensing of over-the-counter drugs in long-term care facilities. On line 839 is the community EMT provision that both House and Senate have. On line 844 is a House Senate Governor position on improving third-party recoveries. Dropping to line 866 is the House's position on HCBS incentive pool. On page, at the very bottom of page 15, on line 872, is the Senate's position on funding the self-directed workforce negotiation, the contract. On page 16, on line 898, is the House and Senate positions on Homeless Youth Act. It is a permanent money in the conference. On line 904 is the House's position, well, it's between, no, excuse me, it's the Senate's position on safe harbor for sexually exploited youth. Line 908 is the Senate's emergency support services item. The line 912 is the Senate's item for long-term homeless services and supports. Line 916 is the Senate's fetal alcohol spectrum disorder item. Line 920 is the House's chemical dependency prevention item. On line 924 is the House and Senate and Governor positions on the ABLE Act. On line, page 17, moving to line 937 is the Senate's version of the provision on employer contributions for permanently disabled employees. On line 941 is a managed care audit item, which is, it was carried by both House and the Senate. Line 948 is the House's item of the repeal of the prior audit. The numbers are slightly different because we got a revision from DHS on how much could be saved there. On line 954 is the Senate's position on establishing a task force on healthcare financing. Line 970 is the House's position on nursing facility payment reform. Jumping over to page 18, line 993 is the House's provision on health care workforce scholarships and medical assistance. Line 997 is the House and Senate provisions on disability waiver rate setting changes. Dropping down to the middle of the page on the Department of Health, on line 1016 is the Senate's position on addressing local public health needs. Below that, on line 1020 is the Senate's position on evidence-based family home visiting. Below that, on line 1024 is the Senate's position on family planning special projects. On line 1028 is a new item, which is for positive alternatives program. On line 1032 is the Senate position on the safe harbor for sexually exploited youth. On line 1041 is the House's position on advanced care planning grant. On line 1044 is a portion of the Senate position on health professional education loan forgiveness. And then following that on line 1048 is a portion of the House's position on healthcare workforce funding. Line 1054 is the Senate's position on the Merck contingent transfer, followed on line 1058 by a portion of the House's position on increasing the Merck program. On line 1062 is the Senate's position on international graduate medical education. On 1066, the Senate's position on poison control, which is just a little below the House position. On line 1070 is the Senate's position on healthcare workforce workplace violence prevention. On page line 1074 is the Senate's, well, the House and Senate's positions on the Minnesota stroke system. Down to line 1086 is the House's position on organ donation. On line 1090 is a portion of the House's position on the Somali Women's Health Initiative. On line 1095 is the House's position on federally qualified health care centers. On line 1099 is the Senate's position on health disparities data analysis. On line 1103 is the Senate's position on epinephrine. Going on to page 20 at the top, line 1107 is the Senate's position on the Early Dental Prevention Initiative. On line 1119 is the House's position on Steve's Law, the opiate antagonist item. The line 1123 is the House's position on suicide prevention. The line 1127 is the Senate position on, or well, a portion of the Senate position on health care grants for uninsured individuals. And line 1135 is the Senate's position on the all payer claims database changes. Dropping to line 1153 is the Senate's position on vulnerable adults in state-owned facilities. Line 1167 is the Senate's position on the department operating adjustment. 1175 is the Senate's position on the menthol cigarette study. On page 21 at the top, to the dropping down actually to line 1211 is the House's position on the lodging establishment definition. Actually, I think the Senate had the same position, but the funding was not in originally, but it's the same. Mr. Chair, that's the end of the Health Department. On page 22, the health-related boards from lines 1882 through the end of that section on line 1950 are non-general fund, and they're identical in the two houses originally, and the same has been adopted for all of them. And on the last page, the other general fund agencies, at line 2008 is between the House and Senate positions on the EMS board. The on line 2015 is again a between the and no new items really.
Mr. Berg, hold on here. We're finding a couple of discrepancies from what I think we all agreed to back on page 21, starting. SGSR. There's a significant amount of SGSR stuff that I think we agreed to that is not yet reflected on the spreadsheet. It was one of the last things to adopt. Are you yet aware of this, Mr. Berg? Mr. Albrecht ran to make the corrections.
Mr. Chair, I'm not. I am not aware that there was a decision to not fund these items. They were, I think, relatively non-controversial.
Right. I think there was a decision to.
I assume, Mr. Chair, I think you're referring from lines 12-16 in the Senate position through line 12-49 on the next page. Those are all non-general fund items.
We're going to have to go into recess for just a couple of minutes and huddle and try to figure out what's going on here. So we're in recess. So the changes that need to be made are on page 21. We're going to put those four in.
Five.
One, two, three, four, five. We're going to put those five in. On page 21, towards the bottom of the page, Representative Dean moves adopting the Senate provisions on lines 1216, 1221, 1226, 1231, and 1236. That's protecting vulnerable adults, mortuary science, dementia care training implementation, health information exchange oversight, and protection from lead and radon hazards. This was an inadvertent omission from what we had agreed to include in the spreadsheet. Any questions on that amendment to the spreadsheet? We're not doing the two on the next page. The food and drink, I don't know, there was some problem. We're not doing them. Any questions on that amendment? We're going to need a third vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. All right, so sorry about that little kerfluffle, but we got it. Mr. Berg, pick
Mr.
up where
Chair,
you
sorry about that. Yes,
no, it's all good.
That's corrected. Again, then jumping over to page 22, I'll just reiterate that the House and Senate were identical on health-related boards, and all the conference room items are the same as both houses. So moving to the last page, page 23, the other agencies piece. On the EMS board, it includes the operating adjustment and the community EMT item. The disability council includes just the operating adjustment item. The ombudsman for mental health includes the operating adjustment item. And the ombudsman for families includes, I believe that's the 1.8. The Senate position moved the whole program. That's why it's, yeah, it's the 1.8. And then at the very bottom of the page is the House's position at the Department of Commerce on the MNsure waiver request. That was part of House File 5. And, Mr. Chairman, that's the entirety of the spreadsheet.
All right. Any questions on the spreadsheet? Senator Hayden.
The special Senate model there. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I didn't know if this was the appropriate time, but I did have an amendment to the spreadsheet. And so
it
I was,
is.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, if you remember, Senate had a provision that was a funding request from the Councils of Asian Pacific Islanders for a study on domestic violence in the Asian community. There was, I'm not sure if it was heard in the House, but there was a couple of different hearings that we had in Senator Shan's Policy Committee and Senator Lori's committee that talked about this issue of sexual exploitation in the Asian community. And one of the things that they did is they brought testifiers to the table to talk about how they think it's happening at a rate that we aren't noticing because of cultural and linguistic differences. And Mr. Chair and members, one of the things that they wanted to do was to try to get their arms around this. We often come here with these kind of anecdotal issues. People see it, they sense it, they know what's going on. One of the things that the Asia Pacific Islander group wanted to do is to contract with the group, to put out an RFP, but one of the groups that they know does this work is the Wilder Foundation, to really try to go out and do a comprehensive study statewide to figure out how pervasive this is. And they gave testimony, Mr. Chair, members, about how this is happening all over the state. And the requests were for $200,000. And I hate to say that as we were kind of going through our exchanges, it just didn't, I just forgot about it. I flat out forgot about it and was reminded.
So, Senator Hayden, this was incredibly important testimony. It was something that the Senate inadvertently omitted. Senator Hayden moves to, on the spreadsheet, adopt the Senate provision on line 1030.
Six.
1036, and adjust appropriately on line
100.
So take $200,000 out of the Senate's proposal for basic sliding fee reduction and move it to this one-time works study of violence against Asian women. Any questions on that amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
Thank you, Senator Hayden. Representative McDonald.
Thank you, Senator. Chairman, I see a perhaps a discrepancy or just clarify on lines. We got 298, the health disparities data for and then on line 1099, health disparities data. Is that two different projects?
No, that's two sides of the same. There's a Department of Health component to this health disparities data, and there's a Department of Human Services component to the health disparities data. And so both, it was a proposal that had a fiscal note from both agencies, and it has to be covered on different lines on the spreadsheet.
But they accomplish the same thing, is that correct?
Well, they work in concert with each other. There's a DHS component to achieving it, and there's an MDH component to achieving the package.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions on the spreadsheet? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adopt the spreadsheet as amended?
So moved.
Representative Dean moves adoption of the spreadsheet as amended, with instructions to fiscal staff to make technical and conforming changes to meet with the intent of the agreement of the committees. And adopt the appropriations article to go with this. and to prepare one to go with this accordingly. On that motion, any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to have to go and try to prepare a couple of other articles to come in and make sure that we have all the rough edges smoothed out, or at least most of them. We can do a couple of articles right now, four and or five. Let me see what Article 4 brings. Direct care and treatment. Okay. Article 4 in the Senate, Article 9 in the House. We have Representative Dean would move Section 1 of the Senate language, which pays for in the manner the spreadsheet calls for. Provision of the employer's contribution for health and dental benefits for employees permanently disabled at state facilities. Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Section 2 and 3 are tied to end. 4 and 5 are all tied together. Miss White.
Mr. Chair, I think to match the tracking, we would need to only adopt Section 2.
Okay.
That's the county chair for the other provisions are related to the sex offender program.
Okay.
So it would just be Senate Section 2, and then we're done with that article.
Okay, so we will not do. Okay, so Representative Dean moves Senate Section 2, which is the county share for Anoka Metro Regional Treatment Center, and as paid for in, or as captured as savings in the spreadsheet. Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And that is Article 4. And Article 5 is the simplification of public programs. Ms. White, do you care to step us through how we might approach this?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Article 5 is the simplification of assistance programs. The article is very similar. Staff had recommendations. I'm not sure you want to go through the technical staff recommendations or if you just want to adopt the staff recommendations. And the only substantive difference.
Okay. Ms. White, on Section 33,
yes,
staff Section recommendation did recommended something a little different than what we agreed to as we were working together. So other than that, I think we would take staff recommendations.
Section 33 is the section that has two House-only clauses.
And the Senate's willing to take
those
House provisions.
And then there's just a technical amendment to that section, too.
Okay. Right. So maybe what we do is
the identical sections and staff recommendations with the exception of Section 33, we'll take the House language.
So Representative Dean moves adoption of the staff recommendations of all sections with the exception of Section 33. And maybe we'll just take that as a motion on its own. Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now we have
section
to deal with.
Mr. Chair, just want to make sure you're also adopted the identical provisions.
Say that again, Ms. White.
You made a motion to adopt the staff recommendations and Section 33 of the House, but you didn't adopt the identical sections. I just want to make sure those are adopted to the identical provisions of Article 5. I incorporated into what
Yes, and okay, this was incorporated into what we just did or what we need to do next? Okay. This will go into Section 33, which we have not yet adopted. That was my understanding of the motion that we made, was to adopt staff recommendations. Help me out here, Ms. White. What?
Okay, why don't you? So we adopted the staff recommendations. Now we adopt Section 33 House with the amendment.
So Representative Dean moves House Section 33 with the A67 amendment that is in front of us, which looks like a technical amendment. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now, do we have that adopted in a manner that works, Ms. White, the whole article? Or are we not in sync with what the motions were?
I didn't hear if you adopted the identical provision, so.
Okay, so let's make another motion for those that are identical in Article 5. Representative Dean moves those identical articles in Article 5. Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. All right, that's Article 5. So, with that, I think we... Ms. White? Oh.
Mr. Chair, I think we could do Article 1, too.
Okay, and actually, you know, I know we have one piece in another article that Senator Benson and Representative Liebling have been working on for quite some time, and they'd like to come and share very briefly their work product. Do we have the amendment ready? Mr. Chuck, huh? Representative Zerwas is planning on offering this amendment.
Is this to Article 5?
No. We finished Article 5.
I know. So what is this to?
What article is this? That's the reviser side by side. Just wait. All right. I thought we were ready on that. R-47, you say? No, we're gonna have to wait. We got to figure out where that goes. I thought it was ready. No, it's all right. We'll have to go back. Do you think we can do Article? Can we do Article 1? Did we have issues?
Well.
Yep.
Article 1. Yep. We're going.
Ms. White, care to step us through an approach to Article 1? And as always, make sure I say the motions properly. It's
Mr. Chair, the one big thing we could get out of the way first is the child protection amendment.
I don't think your microphone is working or something. I'm really...
Is this one working? Hello?
Remove.
Everybody having trouble hearing? I was.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair and members, one thing we could do first is the Child Protection Amendment. House and Senate legislators got together, and that's the A15-0743 amendment. There are a few technical things that need to be incorporated before you adopt it.
Let's have that passed out.
Okay, I think.
So, who wants to step us through the A15 amendment? Senator Sharon moves.
Well, I would just say that Representative Zerwas and I and
Representative Kreshaw
met to work through the differences of the language between the House and the Senate, and that this is a compilation of those sessions. And I think it might be, if you would like to, Ms. White, just walk through them and articulate them for us.
Sure, Mr. Chair and members. The first few sections are the House-only provision that require background checks on child protection county workers. There is one technical modification to this. On 1.13 to 1.15, delete that last sentence, starting with the county on 1.13, delete 1.14 and 1.15.
Senator Sharon moves that oral amendment to the A15 amendment when it's time to take action. Ms. White?
The next is on 2.19 starts the child welfare disparities grants. That was a House-only provision that was adopted, or that was incorporated into the amendment. The next section starts on section 4.24, which is the child protection grant allocation. The amendment incorporates the Senate formula for this grant allocation. Starting on 6.10, that's the public policy provision, which was very similar in the House and Senate. Section 85, which starts on 7.3, are the definitions. And it was the Senate that was adopted. The Senate language was adopted, and that goes all the way through page 13. One thing I'd like to point out is on page 10.17,
Sorry, could you speak even a little closer
to
the mic? I'm sorry.
In the definition section of the child maltreatment chapter, the House and Senate legislators modified it a bit on 10.17. That's a little bit different than the language that was in the House and Senate, and it amends a definition of physical abuse to include striking a child who is at least age one but under age four on the face or head, which results in an injury.
But may I add to that? But retaining seven, which is the old language, which striking a child under the age of one on the face or head, we retained that language, but then expanded it to age four if it resulted in injury. That's the distinction that we want you to see there.
And then the other, only other kind of major
difference is there's a couple Senate-only provisions that the work group included, which is on page 25, related to release of data to mandated reporters and ensuring that data that is released is treated as private data, as clarified on page 26.8. Another Senate-only section that was incorporated is on 26.12, requiring the local agency to consult with the county attorney as to whether to file a CHIPS petition. And I'm just kind of doing a high level. And then one other kind of major difference is the House-only Legislative Task Force on Child Protection, which is part of their child protection package. There is one technical amendment to this, too, on 30.9. Because this task force expires in 2016, it should say the gavel shall rotate after each meeting and the House of Representatives shall assume the leadership of the task force first, instead of the gavel shall rotate every year. It's just a...
Would you repeat that, please?
That's right.
On 30.9... the sentence should read, the gavel shall rotate after each meeting, and the House of Representatives shall assume the leadership of the task force first.
It's only a 1 year.
Oh, okay.
And that's a high-level overview of the Child Protection Amendment.
Okay. Senator Sharon.
Just a clarification, Ms. White, I think that on page 5, line under subdivision 3, where we're talking about the performance measures, where the county has met performance outcomes threshold of 90% based on face-to-face contact, does this language provide that the county child protection workers must face timely face-to-face contact with of... It was really only out-of-home placements that we were trying to, at least in the first year, apply this to. Is that reflected in this language?
Mr. Chair and Senator Sharon, yes, that's on 5.35 to 5.36. For 2015, the commissioner shall only apply the standard for monthly foster care visits.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Ms. White, and that last on page 30, line 9, Senator Sharon incorporates that oral amendment into the A15 amendment as well when we come to act on the amendment. Senator Sharon, anything else on the A15? Representative Zerwas on the A15 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The A15 and the brief oral amendment, we talked about a rotating gavel for each meeting, and the language just reflected an annual rotation, which is similar in other committees, but for the short, since there's such a short distinction time period here for this, that was our intention all along. It just wasn't reflected in the language. And then the other portions that were highlighted were our main points of discussion, and everyone, Representative Kreisha, myself, Senator Rosen, we're all in agreement with all of this language. Anything that we were not comfy with didn't get incorporated into this, and so we're all good.
Excellent. Any other questions on the A15 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevailed. And that motion was the A15 as orally amended. Motion prevails. And then, Ms. White, are there still articles, sections left in Article 1?
Yes, Mr. Chair. If you want to go to the staff side by side.
Sure.
I'm not sure how you want to do this. There's several sections that are identical, but you might want to go through each one just to make sure we're adopting the right ones.
And it looks like sections 1, 2, and 3 are not in the spreadsheet, so we'll... Is that correct? Yeah. Okay, so where are we going to start?
The first one would be the Senate-only Section 4 related to child care attendance records. And I thought we had...
I don't think...
Yeah, we've got some cost savings in the spreadsheet.
I have that crossed out. Okay, so... We would move the Section 4. Do we have an 881 amendment for that? Is that?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Department of Human Services indicated that in order to make this Section 4 work, they needed to amend another section of law, which is in the 881 amendment.
Okay. Representative Dean moves the 881 amendment. And Ms. White, this is a technical to bring this into conformity and make it work?
To match the numbers, Mr. Chair.
To match the numbers in the spreadsheet. Any questions on the A81 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And there are a group of...
Well, Representative Dean moves... I think that A81 just put the cleaned up the language. Representative Dean moves the Senate Section 4 as amended, correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Then there's a group of provisions that are identical or very similar related to the GRH proposal. The first is... Senate Section 5, House Section 1, which is identical.
Representative Dean moves House Section 1. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 6, House Section 3 is background studies for GRH, and they're identical.
Representative Dean moves House Section 3. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. What are we supposed to do with this section? Ms. White,
Section 2 is in the amendment.
Section 2 was in the amendment?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that the House only Section 2, that piece was picked up in the A15 amendment? Is that?
I'm totally ignoring the provisions related to child protection that have been taken care of in that amendment.
Okay. But as we try to follow along, it's going to be tough. So bear with us, everybody, and if members have questions, we'll try to work through it and make it as clear as possible.
And then on page 3, the House only, and then the Senate 7 and 5 are child protection, so I'm ignoring those because they're in the amendment. Senate Section 8 and House Section 6, I don't think that was funded. So we go to Section 9 of the Senate, Section 7 of the House, which is identical, which adds GRH to the to the Department of Human Services compliance system.
Representative Dean moves House Senate Section 7. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 10, House Section 8 relates to federal compliance to the Affordable Care Act, and the staff recommends the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 10. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 11, House Section 9, compliance with the Affordable Care Act, and they're identical.
Representative Dean moves House Section 9. Any questions on that amendment, on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
All the rest of then, Mr. Chair, we move to page 6. House only, Section 12 is the healthy eating here at home, which I which is in a different bill, so we're going to skip that.
House only, Section 12?
Section 12?
Senate only, Section 12? I'm sorry.
Okay. It's my understanding that this language is in a different bill.
Yes, but I'm sorry. It's Senate only. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep. No, that's Senate all only. Good.
On to Senate only, or Senate Section 13, House Section 11, and Senate Section 14, House 12. These relate to the FAME program, and the Senate language was funded.
So Senate Sections 13 and 14?
Yes.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 13 and 14. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate 15, House 13, and Senate 16, House 14 are identical, and they both relate to the GRH modifications.
Representative Dean moves House Section 13 and House Section 14. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 17, House Section 15 modify the definition of direct contact in the GRH chapter. There's a difference, and the department recommends the House language.
Representative Dean moves House Section 15. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Sections 18 and 19, Senate 16 and 17, House are identical, and they modify definitions in the GRH chapter.
I'm sorry, skipped a few and I got lost.
Senate sections 18 and 19 and House sections 16 and 17 are identical, and they modify definitions in the GRH chapter.
All right. Representative Dean moves House sections 16 and 17. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 20 and House Section 18 modify the definition of professional statement of need. They modify the definition of the DHS recommends a Senate language. The House calls it professional certification, and we call it professional statement of need. They prefer the Senate language on Section 20.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 20. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate sections 21, 22, and 23 are identical to House sections 19, 20, and 21. They modify definitions in the GRH chapter.
Representative Dean moves House sections 19, 20, and 21. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 24 and House Section 22 modify the clarify eligibility for the GRH program. With regard to Subdivision 1A, DHS recommends a Senate language. With regard to Subdivision 2A, DHS prefers the House language with an amendment.
So, and that would be?
It's the A66.
Okay, A66.
And then with regard to Subdivision 2B, DHS prefers the Senate language, and the rest of the subdivisions are identical.
Okay. So, Representative Dean moves Senate Section 24, Subdivision 1 and Subdivision 1A. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And then the A66 amendment. Representative Dean moves the A66 amendment to House Section 22, Subdivision 2A, which is a technical amendment, I think. On that amendment, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Now that it's been properly amended, Representative Dean moves House Section 22, Subdivision 2A, as amended. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And for the remainder of the section, wait a minute, that's the subdivision. Okay, we got it all. All right. Subdivision 2B on the next page is what we're on to. So subdivisions 2B and 2C, Representative Dean moves Senate Section 24, Subdivisions 2B and 2C. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Whew. And then, Mr. Chair, you need to adopt the identical subdivisions 2D through subdivision 4. Those are identical.
2C. Oh, and then 2C to 4. Okay. 2B and 2C to
4. Or you can just...
So all the way for subdivisions 2D through subdivision 4. Okay. Representative Dean moves adoption of Senate Section 2D to Senate Section 4, or Subdivision 4 in Senate Section 24. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
I don't even know what to ask.
Senate Section 25 and House Section 23 have a technical difference, and DHS recommends the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 25. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Sections 26 through 30, House Sections 24 through 28 relate to the GRH modifications, and they are all identical.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Moving on to page 11, the next provision is related to the Homeless Youth Act. Section 33, Senate and House Section 29 are identical. And then the Senate also has a Senate-only provision that modifies a subdivision in the Homeless Youth Act that adds language requiring the commissioner to provide outreach, technical assistance, and program development to increase capacity to better meet the needs of homeless youth statewide.
So you take it separately.
Yeah. This one? No, that's on this one. But we're on 33. Okay. We're on Section 33 right now?
33 and 34, I think.
33 and 34.
Yeah.
And Senator Rosen has had the language included in the Senate to try to increase the homeless youth services statewide. And I think that we'd agreed the Senate language was amenable.
Okay.
Okay, so Representative Dean moves Senate sections 33 and 34. On that motion, any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Yeah. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair and members, now we get into the modifications to comply with federal law in Chapter 256N. Senate sections 37 and 38 are identical to House sections 31 and 32.
Okay, and so we skipped over a couple that were in the child protection.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah. Okay. So Representative Dean moves House sections 31 and 32. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
On to page 13 and 14. Senate sections 39, 40, and 41, and House sections 33, 34, and 35 are all federal compliance modifying Chapter 256N.
Representative Dean moves House sections 33, 34, and 35. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And the Senate-only provisions were taken care in the Child Protection Amendment. So we move to Senate Section 47 and 48 and House Sections 36 and 37. These are provisions that were in Senate File 775 regarding the effect of a recognition of parentage. DHS, the provisions are identical except for the effective date, and DHS, well, the money matches the effective date in the Senate language.
And DHS recommends the Senate. So Representative Dean moves Senate sections 47 and 48. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
On to page 15. Senate sections 49, 50, 51, and 52 are identical to House sections 38, 39, 40, and 41.
Representative Dean moves House sections 38, 39, 40, and 41. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 53 and House Section 54, Senate Section 54, House Section 43 are identical, and these are federal compliance with regard to the child protection statutes.
Representative Dean moves House Section 42 and 43. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 55 and House Section 44 are also federal compliance. They're identical except for the head note, and DHS recommends the Senate language.
Okay. Representative Dean moves Senate Section 55. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate only Section 56 is also federal compliance, modifying the child protection statute, and DHS recommends the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 56. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Sections 57, 58, and 59 are identical to House Sections 45, 46, and 47, and they update cross-references in the Child Protection Chapter.
Representative Dean moves House Sections 45, 46, and 47. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 60 and House Section 48 modify custody provisions related to children in foster care. They're identical, but the Senate strikes Clause 2. The stricken clause allows a child to be placed in permanent custody of an agency if the child has a sibling who is 16 years old, at least 16 years old, and the siblings have a significant relationship. The Senate language conforms to federal law, and the department recommends the Senate language, but that's the difference between the two.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 60. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 61 and House Section 49 are identical, and it's federal compliance again.
Representative Dean moves House Section 49. On that motion, any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 62 and House Section 50. There's some relatively minor, I wouldn't call them technical differences. The staff recommends the Senate language, and DHS recommends the Senate language, too.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 62. On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 63 and House Section 51 are identical, and again, it's federal compliance related to children in permanency planning.
Representative Dean moves House Section 51. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
It's my understanding we did not do Senate only Section 64. The next group of the sections, Section 65, Senate Section 65 and 66, and House Section 52 and 53 are identical except for the effective date. The DHS recommends the Senate language with that effective date, and that's what matches the spreadsheet, too.
Okay. Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 65 and 66. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 67 and 68 and House Sections 54 and 55 are also from a different outlier child support bill. They're identical, again, except for the effective dates, and the DHS recommends the Senate, and the Senate also matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Sections 67 and 68. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
On to page 20. Section 69, Senate and House Section 56 are similar except for just some relatively minor differences. The staff recommends the Senate language, and DHS recommends the Senate language.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 69. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 70 and House Section 57 are identical and has to do with federal compliance with the Affordable Care Act.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 70. On that motion, any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Sections 71, 72, and 73 are identical to House Sections 58, 59, and 60, except for the Senate effective date. DHS recommends the Senate, and the Senate matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 71, 72, 73. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
On to page 21, Senate Section 74 and House Section 61 are identical except for the effective date. DHS recommends the Senate, and the Senate matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 74. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 75 and House Section 62 are identical. Federal compliance.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 75. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 76 and House Section 63 are identical except for the effective date, and the department recommends the Senate language, and it matches the tracking.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 76. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
The Senate language with regard to Section 78, 79, or 77. Oh, wait. Yep. Section 77 discontinues the $25 child support application fee. That was done, I think, in the tracking.
I was having a really hard time hearing. I'm sorry.
Mr.
Does Representative Dean move Senate Section 77?
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that I think the $25 application fee, discontinuing that, was part of the global agreement. Is that correct? Okay. So Senate Section 77 and House Section 64 discontinue the $25 child support application fee. They're identical except for the effective date. And the staff and DHS would recommend the Senate Section 77.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 77. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And it's my understanding that the Senate language was adopted in Section 78, 79, and 80. They relate to Senate File 500 and child support arrears.
They were adopted where?
I'm just making were they Senate File 500?
So.
I'm just checking the tracking, Mr. Chair, to make sure that this.
Line 167 is what I have written down.
Yes, Mr. Chair, that was.
Okay.
So staff would recommend the adoption of Senate Section 77, 78, 79, and 80.
Section 78 and 79?
Mr. Chair, it's...
And 80?
Yep.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 78, 79, and 80. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Same sign. Motion prevails.
And, Mr. Chair, Section 81 on page 22 is also related to that same Senate file, so staff would recommend the adoption of Senate Section 81.
Representative Dean moves Senate Section 81. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 82 and House Section 66 relate to a report to the Consumer Reporting Agency. It's my understanding that the House language was adopted with the Senate effective date. Or that's what matches the tracking.
Okay. Representative Dean moves House Section 66 with the Senate effective date of July 1st, 2016. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, Senate Section 83 and House Section 67 modify the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act to comply with federal law. The provisions are identical.
So.
And it's my understanding that there's also another section needed to be added.
An amendment here, right?
The A-76 mm-hmm. amendment is a House amendment that adds another section, federal compliance section.
Okay, let's get that amendment.
It doesn't actually amend this section, so you need to adopt this section and the amendment.
There it is. Okay. So Representative Dean moves the A-76 amendment.
Thank you.
In House Section 67, it's on page 22 mm-hmm. of the staff side by side. Edition of rendition. Any questions on that? There's some dot, dot, dot. No, that's for section, not for money. Any questions on the A-76 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. And Representative Dean then moves House Section 67 as amended. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, the next several sections relate to the child protection modifications that were incorporated into the amendment you already adopted. So you want to go to page 28. And Senate sections 96 to 111 are identical to House Section 79 to 41 and their federal compliance with the Uniform Interstate Family Support Act.
Do we have an A-76 amendment on this?
No, we already adopted.
That A-76 amendment adopted these provisions as well?
The A-76 relates to UIFSA, so we already adopted that amendment, so that's done. So now we just need to adopt these sections.
So Representative Dean moves House Sections 79 to 94. On that motion, any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
And Senate Section 112 and House Section 95. I probably should have included this in the last motion.
Representative Dean moves House Section 95. Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Senate Section 113 is a Senate-only report related to group residential housing. And if the conference committee does adopt this, DHS wants a report changed from the due date of December 15th of 2015 to December 15th of 2016.
Okay, so Representative Dean moves Senate Section 113 with the December 15th, 2016 due date for the report. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Ms. White.
Mr. Chair, the next section is Senate Section 114 and House Section 96. These are different, and it's my understanding that the House Section 96, the Child Support Work Group, was funded in the tracking.
Yep. Representative Dean moves House Section 96. On that motion, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, I think that's it, unless House staff has something else. I think that takes care of that article, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Are you? Do you want some time, or should we adopt the article?
I think we can adopt it.
We're good.
I guess it. Let me check one. We have two more amendments. May I just check one thing, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair?
That's ready.
Oh, we have the, Mr. Chair, the A-129 amendment, which is the child support $100 disregard language that was in the tracking.
Yes.
That was something very new.
Yes. We'll pass this around. So what this was in the tracking, and what this does is it allows for child support to flow through the department directly to the parent in custody of the child and receiving the child support, in the amount of $100 for one, up to $100 for one child, up to $200 for two or more children, instead of when they collect the child support, keeping it at the department and giving half of it back to the Fed. So that's what this A-129 amendment does. Representative Dean moves the A-129 amendment. Ms. White.
Mr. Chair, this amendment will need a technical fix to related to 256P, which is the administrative simplification. And I'll need to make a fix in that chapter, too, but it's very technical to make sure it all works.
So we'll adopt this amendment, and then we'll come back and amend it before adopting the entirety.
What you could do is just give staff the authority to make technical corrections.
Yep. Okay. On Representative Dean's motion on the A-129 amendment, any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Okay.
Do we need to add language about the instruction?
Senator Sharon.
I'm sorry. Did we, in that motion, give direction to the staff to make the adjustments?
We're going to do that on the article when we adopt the article. And I think we're ready to adopt the article now.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think so.
Representative Dean moves adoption of Senate Article 1, and all the provisions adopted, with instructions to staff to make technical corrections in conformity with the spreadsheet. On that motion, any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Representative Zerwas, you have an amendment?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and members, the A-86-2 amendment is agreed upon language by several different stakeholders, including Senator Benson and Representative Liebling, the managed care organizations, and the legislative auditor, the Office of Legislative Auditor, and James Nobles. And so I'd move that amendment. I'm not the expert on this amendment. However, there are many people here.
Representative Zerwas, will you please step us through the A-86 in painstaking detail?
We'll be here a while, but I'll give it a shot.
No, this does represent a really excellent piece of work by Senator Benson and Representative Liebling. Do you guys wish to come up and tell us a brief bit, or don't need to? I mean, this is a really good piece of work that I think everybody has been tracking, at least peripherally, regarding the managed care auditing. And I really think that all of the folks who had a hand in making this something that I think will be a great improvement in how we ensure accountability in the contracting for our managed care population served by our public programs.
Yes,
Representative Dean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just want to also thank Senator Benson, Representative Liebling, Representative Zerwas, and others who worked on this. This is a difficult a piece of legislation, and good work was done to bring something together in a short period of time to bring some consensus around this. And I would urge the adoption of the 86-2 amendment.
Any further questions? Any other questions? Seeing none. On the A86-2 amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. With that, I think we've done about all we can do for right this minute, but we have made significant progress. We're going to recess at the call of the chair and try to prepare a couple more articles, and we will return as soon as we're ready. Recess at the call of the chair. Thank you.
How many articles? Hey, John, really quick.